Valentine's Day gives us a perfect opportunity for another winter song story. We asked you to send us musical memories of winter, and many of you have written in with songs that accompanied the first blush of love, or the painful end of a relationship. Well, today we're going to hear from listener Tracy Flynn of Lewiston, Idaho. 30 years ago, she was living in New York City. On a trip to the Adirondacks, she met Billy, a friend of a friend. She wasn't interested, but he was a funny guy, a nice guy. So, as Tracy told us, she said to him, "If you're ever in New York, come see me."
A couple months go by, and there's a knock on my door, and there's Billy. Not just Billy, Billy in a backpack big enough to trek across North America without ever running out of supplies. He looked like he had come to stay. I was a little alarmed at first. I kind of hinted around those first days and weeks to find out just what his plans were. Eventually, when he enrolled in a local university and got a job there and was going nowhere, I figured out he was there to stay, and he looked like he belonged there. I realized I no longer wanted him to go. He just fit right in. One January evening, we went to the ice rink in Central Park. It was freezing cold out, and the sky was absolutely clear. It was beautiful. It sparkled. And as Billy led me out onto the ice, Ribbon in the Sky began to play.
Ribbon in the Sky by Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Oh, so long for this night I prayed that a star would guide you my way.
And you remember exactly the song that was playing as you stepped out onto the ice.
Oh, absolutely. I think I was smitten already and I just didn't realize it. It was such a romantic moment. So romantic, it was almost embarrassing.
If allowed, may I touch your hand?
Well, Tracy, this is a song. If you're skating, you need to be just gliding in perfect swirls around the ice, I think, right?
Yeah, in my dreams. And instead, I was falling all over the place. I'd never been on ice before, but it still felt romantic to me. I loved every minute of it. And I realized right then that I could really fall for Billy, which, of course, I did. I would love to say that we lived happily ever after, but it just didn't happen that way. After a few years, we hit a crisis that we just couldn't get past. And I moved alone to the West Coast. Billy ultimately met someone else and got married, and for a long time, we lost track of each other. But eventually my phone rang and there was Billy all over again, and it was like the years had never passed. It had been 15 years since we had spoken, and his marriage had ended, as had my own, and I began looking forward to our emails and talks.
When you picked up the phone, Tracy, and heard Billy's voice on the end of the line after 15 years, what were you thinking?
I was thinking, thank goodness, I want him back in my life. And now we find ourselves, nearly 30 years after we first met, talking about second chances.
And far more than a lucky chance, but what is that was always meant is a ribbon in the sky for our love.
When you listen to Ribbon in the Sky, Tracy, and you think about the words of that song, what does it mean to you?
To me, it truly means that when Billy came into my life, there truly was a ribbon in the sky made just for us. And it's always been there, even though we lost track of each other and were far apart for many years, that ribbon is still there, and we're finding it again.
Well, Tracy, happy Valentine's Day to you and to Billy, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
That's listener Tracy Flynn from Lewiston, Idaho. And you can hear all of our winter song stories at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.